Kelda Royce is no stranger to seeking higher office. After previous failed bids for Congress and the governor, the state senator is running for governor in 2026. As Sarah Lear reports, this time around, the detail-oriented Democrat is leaning on her experience ahead of a jam-packed primary election.
When you ask Kelda Royce's allies to describe her, there's a common refrain. Here's former Dane County Supervisor Carousel Baird.
She wants to break down every tiny piece, but I think that that's what sets her apart, the level of intentional attention to detail.
Here's the State Assembly's former Democratic Minority Leader Gordon Hintz.
I respect her work ethic and her, you know, digging in on policy details.
And here's Royce herself.
I do have very, very detailed plans for not just what my vision is, which is raising wages, lowering costs, fully funding public schools, and protecting our rights and freedoms from this dangerous Trump regime.
In this primary with lots of choices, Royce wants voters to know she's someone with experience in government. Endorsed by the state's largest teachers union, she says she'd push to spend Wisconsin's budget surplus on public education. She's called for ending Wisconsin's private school voucher program. And at a recent union town hall, she said Wisconsin should open its state employee healthcare plan to any resident who opts to pay into it.
The very same coverage that I get as a state senator, which is great healthcare coverage, and let anybody buy in.
A former director of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin, Royce has advocated for repealing statewide restrictions on abortion. She served 6 years in the state Senate, including an unsuccessful bid to become Senate Minority Leader. Before that, she founded a real estate technology company after spending 4 years in the state assembly. When she remembers that first assembly campaign, Royce rattles off some details.
I knocked on 20,252 doors as an underdog candidate and ended up winning.
Royce was an underdog again when she ran for governor in 2018, placing third in a crowded primary. She was a favorite of some in the Democratic base that year. And her campaign got national media attention because of an ad featuring her newborn daughter. Barry Burden is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
She sort of lit fire when one of her ads involved her breastfeeding her child on camera, and that got attention. It was circulated for free.
2026 has been a different story. With seven Democrats running to start, Royce struggled to stand out. Other contenders include Madison State Representative Francesca Hong, a Democratic socialist who has energized the party's left wing, and former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who came close to winning a seat for U.S. Senate 4 years ago. Burden sees Royce as on the progressive end of the spectrum, but
she is not the only Madison candidate in the race. She's not the only state legislator in the race. She's not the only female candidate in the race. And she's not the most progressive candidate.
The race has been shaken up recently. A few candidates dropped out, and one candidate, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, rejoined the race with Governor Tony Evers' endorsement. Royce has stuck with it. She raised around $900,000 and announced TV ad buys, including one where urgent music plays as an ambulance barrels down in the background.
Healthcare should be a right, but the system is broken. Republicans like Trump broke it so that insurance companies could profit more. It's almost like they're trying to kill us.
Royce concedes she has fallen short in past runs for higher office. But she says every race is different.
Our political culture too often rewards risk aversion and complacency. And instead, we should be encouraging people to run for office and to take risks.
Royce maintains she has the experience and the attention to detail needed to win this summer's primary and to win in November. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.